first question comes from Andreas Nigawaka from ING. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question on the impact of European football tournament on your individual businesses, especially I'm thinking here about cinemas and internet. How do you position your initiatives for June to potentially benefit in the internet or maybe in outdoor as well? And what are you planning to do not to suffer in terms of lower admission potentially in June because of the European tournament? That's the question.
First, about the businesses you mentioned, we believe that it's difficult to predict at the moment what will be the exact influence of the event on our total business. Definitely, in terms of the internet business, we should have an increased traffic to our sports sites. That is for sure. We don't know. It's very difficult to predict whether we will be able to monetize this to a larger or lesser extent. We'll see. In terms of the outdoor business, unfortunately, we do not believe there will be growth because of the Euro 2012. The situation is difficult with outdoor because the cities promised to UEFA that the city will be clear from other advertising except for the sponsors. There are seven of them. And therefore, other clients are refraining or restricting their advertising. And as you know, four cities are not good enough to have a good revenue during this month because our system is in basically most medium-sized and larger cities in Poland. So we do not think there will be a positive effect from that. The same with cinema. In terms of the cinema business, definitely June will be affected, and we don't know whether the effect will be because of the fact that there is a Euro championship, and maybe it would not be so big, but the distributors are refraining from launching new titles in June and moving them to July. So actually, there will be an effect because of the offer from distributors will be much much weaker than it would have been if it weren't for Euro championships. So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy to some extent. In terms of the newspaper business, there may be slight positive effect, but we don't know as yet to what extent, because our visibility now is very short, except for outdoor, where we have visibility of about 1 to 2 months before. All the other businesses now behave in such a way that most of the campaigns are booked at the last moment. So it's very difficult to say. So that's basically the explanation. I'm sorry, I couldn't be better than that, but except for outdoor and cinema, in most cases the answer is we don't know.
Oh, that's a fair answer. And my other question is on your dividend decision. Obviously, we've seen yesterday the company is doubling the dividend payout, or the dividend pay per share, I should say, which is a good news. But is there should we interpret it also as an indication of lower probability of acquisitions to be made by Agora in the future? Should we not expect any major transactions to happen as the company just decided to propose a higher dividend? Is this the right way of thinking about that?
Okay, so we recommended to the shareholders that we are able to pay out the higher dividend that it was noted in the dividend policy of our company. But as you can imagine, the level of 25 additional million is not a significant changing the situation of the group concerning our cash capabilities. So in my opinion, we shouldn't draw the conclusion that our acquisition or growth appetite is lower due to the fact we try to accommodate to the situation, find a way and continue our growth strategy, and on the other hand, pay out the excess cash in the company to the benefit of the shareholders. So that's nothing changing in the strategy.
I see. That's all the questions I had. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Darius Gorski from BZWBK. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I'd like to follow up a little bit on Andrei's question on the market. I mean, do you expect that the advertising spending will be shifted to the second quarter? Because the maintenance of your full-year forecast suggests that you expect more or less flat earnings, flat market for the remaining part of the year. So do you expect second quarter will bring some unusual pickup in activity? Do you see that already in April, May? Because even if you're advertising, the sponsors are advertising themselves on, you know, outdoors in big cities, but obviously their competitors may want to show up in newspapers or elsewhere, right?
Just to make sure, are you asking about the second quarter or second half of the year?
Second quarter.
As I said, going back to what I said before, we do not believe that the euro will have any significant effect on our group. We know that there will be some negative impact on some of our businesses. There may be potential offset on some businesses, some positive effect, but overall, we would not say that because of euro, the quarter would be better in terms of advertising revenue.
And what makes you assume that the remaining three quarters of the year will bring flat market? Because this is what your maintenance of your 0 to 3% full-year forecast for the whole market implies.
When we talk to our clients and the big media buyers who concentrate demand for advertising revenues, we have mixed feelings. Some of them are saying that there will be some shift to the second half of the year, that some clients are withholding their campaigns and therefore that there will be a little bit more money. But we actually believe that taking into account the recent slower predictions of economic growth and obvious problems on the market, that the rest of the year will not be a significant improvement, if any.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
My question for me on ticket prices. I noticed that both yourselves and the rest of the market were quite successful in partly offsetting the drop in admissions by raising prices. I mean, is this sustainable trend? I mean, do you see that happening also in the rest of the year?
Well, that is absolutely impossible to predict. As you probably know, this was the first quarter. In the second quarter, there is a small price war between our main competitors, number one and number two on the market. Both of them have a very low-cost offering on Wednesdays. And definitely this will drive the average price down, as some of the audience will shift from the other days of the week. Maybe not from the weekend so much, but the other days of the week to the low-cost day of the week. It's very difficult to predict what will happen as a result, because we have new phenomenon on the market that was not present last year or in the first quarter.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Peter Bissellum from Avon. Please go ahead.
Hello. My question is that maybe you could discuss what are your opportunities for cutting costs going forward. If I look at your P&L statement, and then there is a trend that sales tends to decline, but the cost level is very rigidly at the same place. So going forward, do you see any opportunities for restructuring your cost base, especially the staff cost level? Thank you.
At the moment, we have no formal plans to cut costs substantially, but we are looking into the market situation and observing the market situation very carefully, and we will do our best to maintain the profitability of the company. I think that is all I can say at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Piotr Odzic from KBC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to some KBC Securities. One short follow-up question on opening pipelines in cinemas. If I understand you correctly, you plan to make 5 new openings in second half, not the 1 opening with 5 screens.
That is correct. Obviously, we depend on the plans of the developers, because we do not open any new standalone multiplexes. Our strategy is to open new multiplexes only in big commercial centers. So therefore, if those plans go ahead on schedule, then yes, we will open 5 new cinemas by the end of this year. Obviously, if there is some rescheduling, this will not be for many months, so the only danger actually we see is that it may not be, or some of them may not happen last quarter of this year, maybe first quarter of next year, but at the moment we have no such information, so it should go on plan.
Okay, sure. And how big the cinema sales?
Sorry?
How many screens?
How big? How many screens?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I don't have the data on me, but more or less I remember. We have some smaller, some bigger ones. We have 3 small ones, 4 screen multiplexes in cities between 60 and 80,000 population. This is Tchev, this is Kędzierzyn Koźle, and this is Bełchatów. We have 1 6 screen cinema in Rzeszów, and we have 1 7-screen cinema in Szczecin. So in total, we will have 25 screens and more than 5,000 seats.
Okay, thank you very much.
By the end of this year, hopefully. Okay, if there are no further questions, I would like to thank everybody, and goodbye.